Well, it certainly makes sense, the various categories in grief's five factors, the various segments like sudden death, premature death, intensity of relationship, and violent death, but no body found. That's interesting. I guess you could look at the World Trade Center or a plane going down. You know the body is in there, but why is not finding the body make it so much more difficult?
Well, first of all, when we do have a body present and we visually see that body and can touch that body, it moves us towards some degree of finality and closure. It also takes away the unreal aspect of the death. There becomes a point of reference for the weeks and months that follow that I did see the body in the dead state. There are some people that take pictures of a body in a casket or on a gurney. And when I've asked them about this, they've said, well, I just kind of wanted a point of reference to make sure that he had died or she had died. So having a body present is important. Seeing the body visually, touching the body is important. However, we have some situations where no body is recovered. 9/11 is a good example. The World Trade Center, some of those bodies, the only thing they had were bone fragments that they checked the DNA and they tried to match up, but it was very difficult. And it is very difficult when no body is found. I had a situation where a boy drowned. It was a very complicated situation because the funeral director called me and said, we have not recovered the body, yet they want to have some kind of memorial service. And I said, well, they probably need to do that. So they went ahead with the memorial service. And then a few weeks later, the body was recovered, but the body was really not viewable. So the funeral director called me back and said, they want to see the body. What should I do? And I said, is there any part of the body that they could see and touch? And he said, there is one little part of the right hand that I could take out of the body bag and they could touch it, they could see it, they could touch him. And so that's what he did. And he called me back later on and he said, John, he said, that was unbelievable. He said, that was perfect for them. That was all they needed. We didn't have to have another memorial service or a funeral or anything like that. They knew that their son had been found and they were able to see the body and touch the body. So I think that shows both. When no body's found, I think there needs to be a memorial service, and I think there needs to be a time to celebrate the life of the person who died. And yet, on the other hand, if the body is found but it's not viewable, there needs to be something done so the family knows that, yes, they have died.
When I was a kid, father of my friend across the street died. I was 12 years old, and I went to the funeral or the unveil or whatever it was. And to see a dead body in a casket as a 12-year-old, I said to myself, why are they doing this? Why do I need to see this? And you know something? To this day, and I'm 70 years old, I think the same thing. Is it because those that visit or those that come to the funeral need to see the body to understand that it really died? Otherwise, why is this practice of showing the body at the funeral so important?
Well, you know that I'm big on funerals, and the advantages and the positivity of a funeral are enormous, and there's just no way to discount a funeral. All of the good things that happen to an individual and a family when there is a funeral. But I think number one is this issue of seeing the body. There's no question about it. Our minds sometimes can slip into fantasies. We all know that. And through the years, I've dealt with people that have actually said to me, I'm not sure they're dead. 100% people that have had what we call an immediate disposition of the body, where the body is picked up and immediately cremated, and maybe the family will come back and get their cremains, maybe they won't. So it's important to see the body. It doesn't have to be a lot, and it doesn't have to be people that didn't know the individual that well. The open casket thing, maybe you do an open casket for family and friends that are close and do it, you know, half hour, an hour before the funeral. You know, it's kind of your choice. And of course, right now with COVID, it's difficult to do any of that. But it is important to see the body in what we call the dead state.